So, hey man.
Hey!
Did you go to Phoenix Comic Con?
I did.
What did you think?
It was okay. It was fun.
That was a resounding endorsement.
I go every year, and last year they really did really well with the entrances and stuff like that. This year, man, it was just, I don't know why they only did it on the two sides. That's probably with them. That's with Pride, a security group. But man, it's.
I was really looking forward to the beer garden dealy between the two buildings, like they did last year with the food trucks. And it looks like they reverted back to how they did it before, with that street. And there was one or two little food things there, but it just wasn't the same.
It was just not the same. You know, I love Phoenix Comic Con.
It was still a great con.
Let's rephrase, Phoenix Fan Fusion.
God, we did it
every time. I mean, we've been going to Phoenix Comic Con since. So 2012 was my first year of Phoenix Comic Con, and I've been going every year since, and they just changed the name. So you have to kind of give us a little break on that. Last year was Phoenix
Fan Fest, and then it went to Fan Fusion.
Yeah, Fan Fusion. So, yes, the Phoenix Convention Center held a...
The Puff.
Last year was cool because they had four entrances.
Right.
So, and it wasn't that long, but this year, man, Friday morning, I'm in my Darth Vader, and I'm sitting there like, and they said, oh, yeah, line's down that way. And I kept on going.
All the way down to Einstein Bagels.
And I was like, oh, my God, this thing never stops. I mean.
The line was over a block and a half long.
Yeah, it was, and that was a Friday morning. Yeah. I decided not to go in Saturday until later, and it was still they opened at 10. I went in like 11:30, and there was still a line, and the line was still back there. I was like, wow.
We sweet talked our way in through the exhibitors thing with our media passes.
Yeah, but the exhibitors. But the funny thing is, so I was staying at the Renaissance, and the exhibitors was at. The other side, around the back, because part of the Star Wars neighborhood, they gave me an exhibitor badge, so I didn't have the same line. But the funny thing is, I still had to walk all the way around in the back, so it was quite a trek to get there. It was sitting like, okay, there's something else got to be going on, because they probably saved a lot on manpower, because they went from four entrances to two. But, I mean, don't get me wrong. The show was great. I love the show.
Once you get into it.
But, man, getting into it, I think, man, they're going to have some issues.
They got to figure out a way to get.
But the funny thing is, last year was fine.
There was a small line last year, but it wasn't like this year. I didn't wait more than 15, 20 minutes last year.
And I expect
to wait a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't expect just to walk in like it was 3 or 4 years ago.
It's not like going to Walmart.
Yeah, it's a con that had security issues before, and it's understandable, okay? But, I mean, when it goes to like 45 minutes to an hour, and that's how long I sat out there.
Especially if you've got a scheduled photo shoot. Autograph signing you want to do.
And let's just be thankful it was such a mild temperature-wise.
Oh, yeah.
It was in the 80s.
Because the past couple years it was...
It was in the hundreds.
Crazy hot.
Yeah. And so, I mean, could you imagine in the hundreds and people have to wait out there for an hour in the
heat? In a Darth Vader suit like you had?
I don't even know if I could. I would have done that.
You'd have had to burn it afterwards. It would have been stank.
Oh, God, yeah. And it's all leather, so of course it absorbs everything. Yeah, I think the show's great, like usual. I was in costume most of the weekend, but...
Several different costumes.
But yeah, I mean, I think the security, and this year, it was really weird this year, because, they make you take off your helmet... And then when they make you take off your helmet, they zip tie the inside of your helmet to say that they checked it.
But then if you put it on,
how could you see it? Yeah, exactly.
Well, and then they zip tied the mannequin arm. I saw that.
And then, I was sitting there like, and the funny thing is, it's not just, okay, you've been zip tied, you're allowed to go anywhere this weekend. Every day, They give you a different color zip tie. And yep. if you don't have that, they make you go back back to the back of the line, go back to the prop check, and go right through it all again. I'm sitting there like, okay. There's and then so we had a friend of mine. We were doing Umbrella Academy, and he dressed up as number 5, and he had his coffee cup. So this was just a regular ceramic coffee cup. He's like, no, can't bring that in because you can break it and sharpen it and stab somebody. I was like, you can beat somebody to death with a mannequin, but yet you're worried about the ceramic mug.
I can pull your eyeball out with my car keys.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just, you know, I mean, it's...
Overreaction.
A little overreaction. But hey, you know, I mean, I don't blame that on Phoenix Pan Fusion. That's the Pride security. And then a lot of, I guess, some Pride security guys were making people empty out their bottled water and stuff like that while they're in the convention. It's nutty. It's like I said, and I don't blame that, but I think Phoenix Fan Fusion might have to, you know, do something. I mean, I hopefully the trend is not going down, you know. Of course, it's a private company. They're not going to release their numbers, but I didn't think there was as many people as there was last year. I know you thought there might have been more.
I think there was more.
Yeah, but also I was most of the time I was actually on the third floor. I know Saturday was completely crazy.
And that's weird thing. A lot of people, I saw people say they were on the third floor. Oh, I didn't know there was another floor.
Yeah.
And then people were on the bottom floor. Oh, I didn't know there was a third floor. Yeah. Like, come on, people.
Well, yeah. They
pick up an events guide. It's right there.
It's right
there. There's maps everywhere. The show's different.
There's literally an app with a map section.
An app. Not just that, but they had signs posted with the map on it showing multiple floors.
Yeah.
If you didn't know, then you didn't look.
That or it was your first year because I mean, it was like Albuquerque Comic-Con. In my first year at Albuquerque Comic-Con, I didn't know there was a first floor.
But they didn't have a map, and they never had
But Phoenix Comic-Con is such a huge con. They take up the entire thing. So, I mean, there's plenty of stuff. I mean, just follow where people go. They're going up the escalator for a reason.
Yeah, where'd you think they were going? The bathroom?
Yeah. I think another thing is there's a regular escalator line which keeps people kind of moving, but then there's a an elevators, and man, I feel bad for those because there's only two elevators in that entire place, and you have like a line of like strollers and people in wheelchairs and people and elderly people that can't walk too well. They sit in that line for an hour.
Yeah, and that's the venue's problem right there. They only built with two elevators.
Two elevators just right there in the beginning. And it's just, I was sitting there like, man, that's crazy. I can't even imagine how long those people take to do anything.
Did you get any autographs or
I did not this year. No, I wanted to, but man, I was so busy at the Star Wars neighborhood and the funny thing is I kind of just wanted to go and actually just have fun at this con, and like I go to enough cons. Like, I don't really buy anything at the vendors because I see the same vendors kind of
everywhere.
So, you know, unless something really piques my interest, but yeah, I don't really get any autographs. I know you got some pretty good ones. Did you guys get Paul Rubens or no?
Yes, Paul Rubens, Jeff Goldblum, and George Takei, and they vastly improved the photo op lines. Because remember Dick Van Dyke?
I remember Dick Van Dyke. Yeah,
six hours.
Yeah, me and you, mom, and my ex. Yeah. We were all sitting like literally. Well, we were like almost like second next or something like that. Mm-hmm. We were right there. And I, you know, look, this man is in his 90s and he can outrun us all, Dick Van Dyke. And this guy was doing left and right, and he was like, hey, you know, he was apologizing. He's like,
they did a horrible job scheduling him.
Yeah.
But yeah, we waited 6 to 6.5 hours just for the photo op. This, we got in line, it was more orderly.
Mm-hmm.
They had it over where they used to do Star Wars Neighborhood over that whole back corner.
Mm-hmm.
They had them all lined out on the floor, and they would line people up, and, you know, and then they would move you over. And then go in.
Because remember they had those pods or something like that last time, and then people were just going into the wrong pod.
Yeah.
And
they would show up late. They'd show up 5 minutes before and get in the pod, and people had been waiting for 5 hours like us. They got in front of us somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that didn't happen this time.
Yeah. Well, like I said, the longer people do it, it's like what do they say? As soon as you start out at a job, there's instruction manual that big. You've been in 10 years. This that big is, you know, you have the experience on. So, you know, the better they do.
Yeah, they did improve it. We had to get one picture retaken.
Oh, really?
George Takei. he was doing the Vulcan sign with everybody. I don't know why, because he's not Vulcan.
Yeah.
But he was doing that, and who I was with did the little Vulcan sign there too. But they cut off the arm. So all he saw was the arm. He didn't know what they were doing. So we're like, hey, we need to get this retaken. And they said, well, we can't retake it unless, you know, it's somebody's eyes blinking or something like that. I was like, well, this is obviously cameraman error. You need to fix this. Yeah. And they said, well, we can't. So I just emailed the customer service line there.
Yeah.
And showed them the picture and told them what happened. They're like, "Oh, no problem. Just come by tomorrow and show them this email."
And they, you know,
so they took care of it. But
yeah, but you know, it's one of those things that they probably don't want to be, because I know they you know, well, you have to pay for every picture.
The people who were running the lines didn't have the authority to tell us that. So I, instead of yelling at them like a lot of people would, I was like, "That's not a problem. I'll just customer service.
Let me speak with your manager."
Because you know, you pay $100 for that.
Yeah, you want to get it right.
Or it was reported as product not delivered to the
credit card.
Yeah.
So I mean, every con's gonna have hiccups. I'll keep on going every year because it's one of my favorite. But you know what? I did realize since they now only have the two entrances on the side. A lot of those businesses that are out front, like we went to Potbelly's for lunch on Saturday or something like that, and it was literally only us in that entire thing.
Because they don't have the foot traffic.
They don't have the foot traffic anymore. And it's like, oh my God. Could you imagine? I mean, it's like, you know, you have the store on the plaza, right?
And then they routed around the back.
And they would have to route, and then you lose out on all that. Things. So, I mean, could you imagine you having a Memorial weekend, you have 100,000 people showing up, you're all like...
And your place is empty.
And your place is dead. And the only reason that we went there is because I was getting out of customer, we're going into the customer, we're like, man, I'm hungry. And we were right across the street from Popula. And it was just, it was a group of us, and we had like four or five people. And it was just, and there must have been... 6-7 people behind the counter, because you know, you imagine a lunch rush on Saturday
after last year.
And we were there for like an hour and a half. Not one person.
You know, if I was those businesses,
I think two cops came.
I would pay Phoenix Fan Fusion to change it again, just so I get the traffic. Because I remember last year it was.
I remember 3 years ago when they didn't have that type of security, and the businesses around there were killing it.
Mm-hmm.
They were. Everybody was around there. Everybody was full.
Einstein Bagels is slammed in the morning.
Yeah. Now it's just like.
You walk right up the counter, like two people in line.
Yeah, if that. Yeah. So, yeah, we even went to Subway and we just walked right up and there was like two people in front of us. Like, oh, usually Friday Subway during con, there's a line and there's like 14 people shoving lettuce everywhere and, you know, this is vegetables
just
going
explosion
everywhere.
Explosion of but lunch they, meats.
But apparently there was like a new guy up front. I was like, all right, well. Yeah, so I love the con, you know, I love Fan Fusion. It's more in the lines of I usually go to see friends. I know you go to see the celebrities.
To steal ideas.
Yeah. Right? And they have some good ideas.
Just
don't make two security entrances. But the thing is, I just don't understand how they go from four entrances to two. I mean, I understand the logistics of it, that you don't have four different entrances or weak points. But, like, the entrances were on that street where usually the food trucks are at.
They blocked the streets, and then, well, last year you had to walk down and come in the side.
Yeah.
And that was basically your entrance. They had people set up along the side street.
Yeah.
Now they just used the street between the two buildings. And
It was so weird. Such a weird
setup.
Didn't
like it. No. Didn't like it at all.
Mm-mm. No, it was just a weird setup, and it was just 20, 30,000 people trying to show up in the morning for Friday night. Like I said, I looked, like, because you can see the entrances from my hotel window, and I looked down and I saw the line. I was like, nope, I'm waiting. I'm sleeping in. There's no way I'm doing that in my Vader again. So, yeah.
Yeah. That was really the only complaint I would
That was have really the only complaint.
Is getting in.
It's usually, everybody's usually really cool. Another weird thing was, The only thing I didn't understand, okay, was them checking your badges by the escalators.
I don't know, unless they figured you can get in without it, because you could get in, and then you had to go pick up your badge. So you could actually get in unbadged and go upstairs.
Exactly. But, well, then that's the whole, that was the whole thing that I was, didn't understand.
Why would
understand.
They let you in without a badge?
Why would they let you in without a badge? They might as well have just to take people in front and then just let you through security. But they let you through security, and then they check your badge, or they lanyard, or your wristbands.
Yeah, that was another thing too. We didn't get badges. Exhibitors got badges.
Yeah, I did end up getting a badge, a neighborhood badge. But yeah, you got a wristband. I freaking hate those wristbands. But I like the media
badge, because it says media on it, and the people are more likely to talk to you and give you an interview.
Because if you see pictures. A little stupid wristband, I mean,
oh, what's blue? What is that, VIP? No, it's media.
Yeah. So, and I get it. I understand, because, you know, what's from somebody to school, like, here, take my badge for this today, and you go this today, and I'll go tomorrow, something like that. I get it. I understand. I like that they didn't do the remember a couple years ago they did the fabric ones, and they got so tight.
Yeah.
And it's like, this one at least is okay.
Kind of on circulation.
Yeah. So, I mean, complaints, yes. There's always pros and cons. I love FanFusion. It's a good con that's not that far away.
Easy to get tickets.
And apparently you guys got a hotel like a week before it started. So I was highly surprised.
Somebody forgot to book the hotel.
Yeah, I wonder who that was.
Well, me.
But but there was still room.
Yeah.
I was highly surprised. There was actually still room left. But I guess that's, you know, when you're charging $250 for a room, you know, that's, people don't want to get it. They'll just drive somewhere else. And $35 a day for parking. I parked at a friend's house. I was like, I'm not paying no freaking, like, $200 to park my car for the weekend.
I think we paid $18 a night over at the parking garage.
Yeah, so.
And I had to walk over and get the truck.
But that's con for you. It's ridiculous. They should do that. What am I trying to say? Some of the new stadiums and stuff like that, they're actually doing reasonably priced hot dogs and stuff like that. They should really probably start doing that at like conventions.
Gouging you.
Oh my god.
Oh, you're like, here. You can't bring outside food. This is exactly. $12 hot dog.
Or, they did say you can bring an empty water container,
refillable water
container, because there's water things. But I mean, when you're paying $5 for Gatorade.
Yeah, it was.
But that's cons for you. But like I said, I wish they would go over to that new thing, so they might sell more. But yeah, but that's just our opinion. Did you guys go? Let us know down below what your favorite costume was when you went. He can probably pull some of my costumes up and put it up there.
There were some really good ones.
My Vader came out really nice. I got approved. I got approved actually at Phoenix Comic Con.
I didn't see I didn't see any of the Umbrella.
Yeah, we were the only ones.
I saw one or two Klauses.
Yeah, I saw one or two Klauses.
And that was it. None of the others.
And then I saw,
Dustin, I figured I would see
Dustin said
Space
that he's
Boy.
Dustin did say, or at least the white violin one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see just Klaus and then your guys is all I saw.
Yeah, we decided to just go down and do a couple of hours, and everybody's like, oh my god.
I saw one good Robot Man and a couple of crappy.
Yeah, really crappy Robot Mans, because there was a couple Robot Man silicone masks that are out there floating around. They're not good at all.
Not good.
No, not good. Yeah. I was sitting like, oh, cool. Sorry about the finale. Because the finale literally happened Memorial Weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, I watched it in the hotel room and. Yeah.
I watched it, but when I got back, I would have said something too. I would be like, ooh, did you see the finale?
It sucked.
It sucked.
No, there were a lot of good costumes.
And click around here to link to that video.
I'll try to if I remember.
Yeah.
I probably won't remember.
I'll just Google it.
Yeah. A lot of good costumes. You didn't do the poker tournament.
No, I heard you did, and I heard you won it. Oh, no, you didn't. You got sucked out.
I told you
$20 well worth it. What do you win at? You just get the charity stuff, right?
The stuff they've donated, which is usually a couple $1,000 worth of swag if you're into it. Right. I just played because it was poker and it went to a good cause. And
yeah, but they you know what was really bumming me out is a couple years ago, all the hotels around there
had events.
This year, I didn't see any.
That's true. Yeah, I didn't even see any signage up acknowledging that the con was
because now it's all close knit inside the convention. Everything's inside the convention. This is not no San Diego. San Diego, you have the whole freaking gas lamp doing stuff like this. That you would imagine a couple years ago at Phoenix, every hotel
around there. They were starting to spread out,
and even the Hyatt that was right across the street that we first stayed at.
That one road had food trucks with gaming and stuff, and then it's just like they shrunk back,
and I mean, I understand the whole thing, but I mean, to be honest, there was one guy that got caught, and then the whole thing completely changed. And I understand that they couldn't get licensing or couldn't get insurance without him having a security note. But still, could you imagine if you're a business outside of that thing and a couple years ago you were killing it, now you get nobody?
But then again, a lot of those businesses they could have advertised in the events guy.
Yeah.
They could have ran TV ads. They could have ran newspaper ads, radio ads.
But the thing
they
is, like,
drawn people in. They were just waiting for it to come to them.
Yeah, but like the front and back, that's where all the things were. The thing is, the entrances were on the side to side.
Yeah, because so, usually you'd walk by any of those bars, and they'd all be out there grilling burgers. And stuff.
Yeah, like the Hyatt, like last year, they had the whole burger stand, but this year, nothing.
No, we went over to Arizona Center and ate both times and watched a couple movies. And
well, it's sad, but I'll keep on going, and hopefully more people will too. I don't know.
Within driving distance,
it's well worth it. Yeah, I mean, especially like this year, they did back to 2017 pricing, $55 early bird. I mean, for a weekend at such a big con, that's nothing. And for 4 days, that's Thursday night preview that starts at 2.
That's a long preview.
Friday 10 to 7, Saturday 10 to 7, and then...
Was it 6 or 5 that they?
It was at 5. Yeah. It was really early on a Friday, but you know,
Sundays it always dies early.
Yeah, so I mean, I think that was right. I think they pushed it forward because usually it was like 11 to 6, so they did 10 to 5. But yeah, really good. Always good to see friends of mine too. The Star Wars neighborhood kills it every year, and then this year they had so much other ones. And the third floor is the Hall of Heroes. That's where a lot of the celebrities were at. You know, I love that they do a lot of the sciences stuff because they had a lot of like exploration. They had NASA, they had the like telescope, the robotics club, stuff like that. So it's really cool where you can get the fantasy and the reality and they kind of mix together.
And a lot of the authors rubber. You did get an autograph, didn't you? Get Adam Savage.
I didn't make Adam Savage. I was so bummed because all his signings were sold out by the time I got to it.
Oh man!
Which is
he
fine.
He did have a huge line. We walked by it.
Yeah, he had a huge. I did see him. I've met him before at a con, so it's not like I'm missing completely out. I did want him to sign my book that I pre-ordered, but I'll get. He's very open on things. So. I'll get it next time. But yeah, unfortunately, no, I didn't get any signatures.
I didn't mean to
open that wound
up. Pull that scab off.
Oh God, it's bleeding. I didn't get any autographs. I didn't get any pictures. And the weekend went so quick. And plus, I had work issues on Sunday. So
I remember.
Yeah. Other than that, I think that's it from us. We had a great time. I wish they would do a little bit better on security. And of course, that's not
Phoenix. Great con. Work on getting people in quicker.
Get people in quicker.
The answer.
I don't. Yeah.
But you guys need to find the answer.
Yeah. You just do it. Okay. God. Just give me your tater tots. Okay. Yeah. Well, I think that's it from us. Comment down below what you guys thought about Phoenix Fan Fusion. And we're going to keep on seeing Fan Fusion. Poof. They might change it again next year. Who knows?
It is a yearly thing.
I think it's a good con. Get the early bird if you're going to go. If not, might as well get it anyway because, they still had tickets the day of.
Yeah, it's one of the top 6 attended cons.
Yeah, hopefully it's not. It might have dropped to top 10, but
still in the top 10. Yeah.
And while you're down there, comment below and hitting that nice like button and giving us that subscribe.
Yes, please subscribe.
And while you're hitting a subscribe, hit that bell icon so you can... God. it's so loud in here. So yeah, hit that bell icon so you get all new videos updated. And y'all just released Danny's. I saw Danny have a couple updated too.
Yeah, I got a couple. I've been doing his on Fridays.
Yeah.
I need to get him in to do some more.
Well, there we go. Well, that's it from us. This is our kind of Phoenix Fan Fusion review.
Post-con review.
Excellent con, like usual. I mean, like I said, they've been doing this long enough. I really wish that butthole didn't come in with a gun. But it did. Now we all living in different times. Well, that's it from us. My name is Patrick with Talk Nerdy to Me.
I'm Troy, also with Talk Nerdy to Me.
We'll see you next year at Phoenix Fan Fusion 2020 post and pre-con review.
Yeah. Later, nerds.
Bye, nerds. Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.